Bethel residents and local businesses are in shock at the increase in their electric bills this month. Most have doubled, and some have even gone higher. With gas prices at $6 a gallon, residents are fearing for their futures. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
When Bethel resident Teresa Nick first saw her electric bill this month, she didn't quite understand what she was seeing. The single mother of six owes over $400 instead of the expected $100 like she paid last month.
I thought they made a mistake. I called them in Anchorage and that was my bill.
And that's for July, when Nick's home uses much less lighting and heating than in the wintertime.
So if it's $400 now and winter is here, it'll probably be $8 to $1,000. There goes my paycheck. You know, I'm a single parent and I have six kids to support, and how am I going to support my family?
Nick isn't the only one in town wondering what happened with this month's Bethel Utility Corporation electric bills. Most people say theirs doubled.
$3,562.86. And I was very shocked by that.
Michelle DeWitt is the director of the nonprofit 24-hour emergency shelter, Tender Women's Coalition in Bethel. It's a safe house for families dealing with violence and abuse. DeWitt's first reaction to the electric bill was to ask her staff what was happening.
The question of what have we done to generate a bill this high? And I started asking the staff if we had been using power in some way that we normally don't to warrant such a high bill.
Well, the recent increase is related to a specific charge on Bethel Utilities or BUC's electric bill. It's called the Cost of Power Adjustment, or COPA for short. Basically, COPA is related to the cost of fuel that the electric company needs to run its fuel-powered plant. Because BUC is paying more for that fuel, they're charging more for their electricity. This fuel rate gets adjusted every quarter, and BUC had not adjusted it since April. This new bill reflects the fuel increase that happened later on when the spring fuel barge arrived in Bethel. Tom Sterrett is BUC's controller.
The fuel price from our supplier went up by $2 a gallon from what we had frozen in place for the winter from last fall.
The fuel rate went from about 18 to 36 cents per kilowatt hour, which is a 93% increase. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska still must approve this increase, even though it already went into effect. If it's not approved, BUC will have to reimburse customers. RCA does not have to notify the public of the rate increase. However, they did post it on their website. Sterrett said Bethel Utilities did not warn customers of the change either.
No, we had nothing concrete that we could specifically give them until it hits the bill.
Meanwhile, Bethel resident Chip Hagedorn is still in shock. His electric bill jumped from $150 in July to $336 in August. He lives with his wife and one child and says his house is small and pretty airtight.
I was gone for a couple weeks this past month, and yet our bill had almost more than doubled. So we were quite surprised. We checked the electric meter to make sure it hadn't been misread, and it was read correctly. So we're getting pretty scared with winter coming on.
Professionally, Hagedorn is the president of the local union that represents teachers in the lower Kuskokwim Delta. He says teachers in Bethel do not get subsidized housing, and they often live together to make ends meet.
They're not going to be able to eat this increase and survive here. I'm sitting here, I've got about probably 85 teachers, first and second year teachers, that are real close to the bottom of the pay scale. They have no idea what they're walking into.
The city of Bethel was also taken off guard by this month's bill. Bethel's finance director, Lori Walters, is in her office figuring it out.
What I was just calculating was the anticipated increase to the city's annual budget for electricity. The 20% increase that's budgeted for FY09 is certainly not going to be adequate.
Walters says they might need to increase the budget for the city's electricity by $200,000 to meet the increase. The current COPA rate will not change for at least another two billing cycles. BUC's Sterrett says the price of diesel fuel in Bethel will determine what happens after that.
This is just something that is unavoidable given the structure of the COPA rate. And it's just our hope that at some point down the road that can change.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.